much of southern Ethiopia has turned a putrid yellowish-brown. As far as the eye can see, the grass is dead, long ago eaten down to the nubs by famished animals. The slightest wind raises clouds of dust. The last two rains have failed, and while there have been some showers lately, the forecast for the next few months is grim. Buranazone, near Ethiopia's border with Kenya, is home to millions of herders who move from place to place looking for fresh pasture for their livestock. But the cattle are skin and bones. They're dying in droves. Humanitarian agencies are spending millions of dollars to ship truckloads of hay to save the herds, but they reach about 1% of the starving animals. Herdsman Yarso Liban has lost 15 of his 25 cattle. He has come to an animal feeding center operated by Care International in hopes of saving the others, so he can rebuild his herd when the rains come. Speaking through an interpreter, he says the way things are now, he cannot earn enough to feed his family.
When our animals are in a good condition, the price of animal was attractive. But with deteriorating body condition of animal, the price now went down. As a human, we also need something to eat. If we are trying to buy grain in the market, the grain price is skyrocketed, and the terms of trade is totally against us.
In some places, conditions are so bad that tribal wars are breaking out over scarce resources. Care worker Halake Bante says 6 people died in a recent clash between the Hammer and Borana tribes.
The Hammer crossed the regional boundaries and attacked and looted animals, killed herders. So the competition for pasture and water is also increasing.
The Ethiopian government recently issued an appeal for $67 million worth of aid to feed an estimated 2.2 million people facing starvation during the next 3 months. But already, these estimates appear woefully short. The U.S. Agency for International Development's Ethiopia Mission Director, Glenn Anders, says government figures may understate the scope of the emergency by 50%.
We think, the donors generally think, the 2.2 million underestimates the emergency load, and we think it's more closer to above 3 million. And the government is re-looking at this figure again.
Anders says those needing emergency assistance are in addition to the 8 to 10 million Ethiopians considered chronically at risk. He says many aid agencies are worried because the country's strategic food reserve is at its lowest level in some time. John Wrynn, the Ethiopia operations director of the Irish charity GOAL, expects the emergency to drag on for many more months.
What worries me is that there is no significant harvest due until September of this year. And the poor rains have already compromised that harvest. So we don't expect a bumper harvest to arrive in September that will prevent the famine continuing. There's many months until September, and during this time the people have little or no food. So I expect a sharp deterioration.
The United States provides the bulk of the food aid to Ethiopia. Roughly 40% of the $750 million in U.S. aid to the Horn of Africa country this year will go to providing food aid, including another $100 million just approved this week. U.S. Ambassador to Ethiopia Donald Yamamoto says he's urging Ethiopian officials to sharply increase their appeal for emergency assistance.
We've had a very frank and heart-to-heart discussion with the ministers, the government, the senior leadership. They understand fully well the problems and the seriousness of the drought. And so they're taking it very seriously. I don't think we, working with this government, providing as much information update that we have, if you order early and order a lot, then you can really kind of offset a lot of problems.
Ambassador Yamamoto says efforts to provide enough food aid are being hampered by a combination of the dollar's declining purchasing power and sharply higher prices.
The price of wheat has gone up 137%, sorghum, etc., have gone up 56% and higher. Plus, the fuel cost is really raised a lot. And of course, you know, this area is still a volatile area, so therefore insurance rates are also very high.
Repeated attempts by VOA to contact representatives of Ethiopia's Disaster Preparedness Agency and Agriculture Ministry for comment on the drought were unsuccessful. but unofficial sources say a revised assessment of needs is being prepared. A bulletin issued by the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs at the end of April says recent rains in most places have been insufficient to reverse the drought. The bulletin speaks of declining livestock values, along with a worrisome decline in food security and decreasing water supplies in the northeastern Afar region. The UN agency notes that a program to deliver water by tanker truck to people in Afar is about to end because of a lack of funds. When asked whether donors have the resources available to stave off a food emergency, USAID's Glenn Anders said, "I think the international community can do it, assuming it is no worse than it has been so far. But the next rainy season is due to start in June, and if it fails, all assumptions will have to be revised." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.